אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Friday Israel was again in the midst of a major outbreak as the number of active coronavirus cases in Israel passed 10,000 for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The figure overtook the previous high of 9,808 active infections recorded on April 15th. 24,732 coronavirus tests were performed on Thursday. 1,130 new cases were confirmed. Both those figures marked single-day records. Among active cases yesterday, 82 people were in a serious condition, 27 on ventilators. The national death toll rose last night to 330. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein said that from a medical point of view, Israel should be in lockdown again, but the government was also focused on the economic impact. He said, "We're continuously trying to navigate between the elements, but we need the cooperation of the public." New infections surged in June in the wake of the reopening of the economy and schools, leading the government to reinstitute restrictions on Friday morning. Renewed limitations on public gatherings came into effect, with most indoor events capped at 20 people, though synagogues, event halls, bars and clubs can have up to 50 people. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Edelstein announced the renewed measures at a press conference on Thursday, in which Netanyahu said the virus is still here in a big way. The challenge is not simple and the battle will take time. Cabinet ministers on Wednesday night approved new closures on neighbourhoods in Lod and Ashdod that have emerged as hotspots of coronavirus infections. Israel's third largest city, Haifa, has had a much lower rate of infection than the rest of the country. Tel Aviv now has overtaken Jerusalem in terms of active cases per 1,000 citizens, 1.33, compared to 0.83, but Haifa is only at 0.35. The infection rate in ultra-Orthodox neighbourhoods in Jerusalem stood at 17% over the past week, as opposed to a positive test rate of only 5% among other residents in the city. Neighbourhoods include Me'er Shearim, Geula, Makor Baruch and Sanhedria. Most new infections were spread between family members. Rabbi David Yosef, the son of former chief rabbi Ovadia Yosef, has said that anyone who refuses to take a coronavirus test constitutes a public danger. This after reports that some Haredi rabbis are advising their students not to be tested as a positive result will force the closing of their institutions. A growing number of ultra-Orthodox rabbis have been taking coronavirus tests through unofficial channels so as not to have their cases recorded by health authorities due to worries that their communities could be put under lockdown, like B'nai Barak was earlier in the year. A number of senior army personnel, including Border Police Commander Yaakov Shabtai, have been or are currently in quarantine. Benny Gantz on Thursday insisted his defence ministry should shoulder greater responsibility over the response to the pandemic. Gantz said the operation should move to the Army's Home Front Command at the Defence Ministry. He released a statement saying, "We demand moving to a model in which decisions are made by the Cabinet, the Health Ministry sets regulations, and the Defence Ministry is the operational actor." Prime Minister Netanyahu threatened to call new elections if Gantz did not fall behind his handling of the situation. An explosion damaged the Zargan power plant in the Iranian city of Ahvaz yesterday, the latest in a series of mysterious blasts in the country. On Thursday, an explosion damaged Iran's Natanz nuclear facility, and a week earlier, a large blast was felt in Tehran caused by an explosion at the Parchin military complex, which holds missile production facilities. Israel is bracing for possible Iranian retaliation, as officials in Tehran suggested on Friday that the mystery fire and explosion at Natanz could have been caused by an Israeli cyber attack. Netanyahu, when questioned about last week's incident, said he does not comment on such things. Prime Minister Netanyahu met on Tuesday with US Ambassador David Friedman and Special Middle East Envoy Avi Berkovits a day ahead of his self-imposed date for beginning to annex West Bank lands under an American peace proposal, and indicated after the meeting that he would miss the July 1st target date. On Wednesday, his office said he will continue to discuss a possible annexation of parts of the West Bank with the US administration. Labour, Social Affairs and Social Services Minister Ofir Akunis said he expected the annexation to take place later in July. He said coordination with the American administration is not something that can be dismissed. MK Ayman Odeh has defended his attendance at Thursday's press conference in Ramallah, during which rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas announced they were teaming up to thwart US President Donald Trump's peace proposal and Israel's plans to annex parts of the West Bank. Fatah official Jibril Rajoub in Ramallah and Hamas official Salah el-Aruri, by video link from Beirut, issued the joint statement threatening to destroy Israel if it tried to proceed with annexation. In a letter to Knesset Speaker Yariv Levin, MK Bezalel Smotrich said Odeh should be expelled from the Knesset under 2016 legislation enabling lawmakers to expel a fellow MK for supporting armed struggle against Israel or racist incitement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday night launched a scathing, unprecedented attack against Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, whom he appointed and who served previously as his chief of staff, accusing him of being part of a deep state conspiracy scheme aiming to oust him for political reasons. Mandelblit earlier in the day told the Permits Committee at the State Controller's Office that he opposed Netanyahu's request to receive some 10 million shekel in outside funding for his legal defence in his corruption trial, saying the donation was tantamount to an illicit gift. On Wednesday, El Al stopped all flights altogether after labour talks between the Pilots Committee and management broke down. A further casualty in the El Al crisis is Taman, the kosher food production firm which supplies millions of kosher meals a year to airlines flying into Ben Gurion Airport, and has seized operations and laid off hundreds of employees. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Taman produced up to 40,000 meals a day. The 13th woman killed by her family since the beginning of the year was murdered on Thursday. Last night, dozens of demonstrations against government inaction on domestic violence were held around the country. Hundreds of social workers demonstrated at dozens of junctions around the country on Thursday in protest of what they say is an unreasonable workload with poor wages and the constant danger of violence. Israel Union of Social Workers chairperson Inbal Hermoni said that the country needs another 1,000 social workers and accused the finance ministry of refusing to even consider any proposals put forward for improving the situation. Hermoni said, "We are surrounded by violence and cruelty, and there is no one to protect us." This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.